Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Wagner reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hall steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Held goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1. Indians. Dwight Siebler now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. one out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alves moves to third. Held moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Alves scores. Held moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Davalillo trying to get to home. Hall throws the ball into Verhals, who relays the ball to Batty, who tags Davalillo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Killebrew moves to third. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allen scores. Green moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Romano reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Alves steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Ramos moves to third. Houser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Wagner is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Batty reaches second base with a double. Joe Nasek pinch runs for Earl Batty. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allen reaches second base with a double. Nasek scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Don Mincher pinch hits for Bill Daly. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.